Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our lives. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith and the process of that walk. You're going to be encouraged in the things that you go through. You're going to be encouraged in the word of God, encouraged in the strength of God, and know that God is for you. And even though you may be going through the process, that their place, that place like Abraham, you go there and God is doing something in your life. Know that the fruit there is going to bear great things, and many lives are going to be touched, healed, delivered, and set free through you. God is going to use you as an instrument of righteousness for his glory. And it is a great and honorable thing to be used of the Lord, to be given for such a chance, for the glory of the King. And I am honored that God chose me when I didn't even understand or recognize or even know who he was. He had chosen me and you and I for the foundation of the earth. And so it is great and a marvelous thing. We're going back to the book of Proverbs. We're staying in this book for a while, getting all the wisdom that we can get, getting all the knowledge, the understanding that we can get, understanding that as we apply the words of wisdom, Solomon wrote this book, but it was God's wisdom that was downloaded in him. As you apply the word of wisdom, at the beginning of Proverbs, it says what wisdom is for, what the proverb is for, is for wisdom. And as you apply this wisdom, you become skillful and you know how to act in every situation. You'll have the wisdom of God for every situation. And there have been places in our lives where we have not had wisdom and we've messed up relationships and we've had bad encounters and we didn't handle things right. But when we have the wisdom of God for every situation and we know how to act and we're skilled and we're applying and we're living in the wisdom of God's truth, then we are going to see something happen in our life that changes us in everyday life, everyday circumstances, on our job, in our community, in our church, how we handle people. And this wisdom and all the other attributes of God and his kingdom is going to flourish through us so somebody's life can be changed. Today we're going to, today we're going to be looking at the wisdom for success and for finances. So we're going to be looking in that. And it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, everyone has to have wisdom. Everyone has to have wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. If you're poor, then God can give you wisdom. And in giving you wisdom, he can even give you wisdom how to get wealth. If someone is wealthy or they're doing well, then God can give them the wisdom to handle the money that they have, how to do it a godly way. Proverbs 17:16 says this, "Of what use is money in the hand of a fool, since he has no desire to get wisdom?" So we want wisdom in how we handle money. Money can either help you or it could hinder you. It could be a terrible thing in the hand of a person that does not understand how to use the seed of money, how to understand money is a resource that God is going to use for building his kingdom, for helping someone's life. So if you have money, and money is not an idol to you, then God can use you. But if money is an idol to you and becoming wealthy is your only focus in life, then money is a snare to you. The love of money has evil in it, but the love of God can bring prosperity. That's the difference. The love of money is evil. It has evil in it, but the love of God can bring prosperity. We want to love God with everything. We have to seek wisdom first. Because when we seek wisdom first, you know, even as we're seeking God, because God is his wisdom, you know, is him. As we're seeking God, we're seeking his wisdom, we're seeking his word, his will. We find out that wisdom has riches in her hand for someone to take, to get, because your wisdom, the wisdom that you get from her is going to show you how to handle those things. Okay. Luke 16:13 says, "No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate one or he'll love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Wow. So loving God and getting wisdom will help us how to handle money. Proverbs 3:16 says, "Long life is in her," this is talking about wisdom, "right hand, and in her left hand is riches and honor." And we have to understand that. We want to be able to understand that we want the keys so that we can unlock doors, so that we can be a blessing not only to our family, but also to the kingdom of God. There's so many things in the kingdom that we need to do, so many things in the kingdom that we need to purchase. We need to purchase some radio stations, some TV stations. We need to purchase schools. We need to purchase universities. So, you know, there are hotels. We need to purchase all of these things so that the body of Christ has somewhere to go where we understand and know that when we go there, when we do it, we're now taking back some things that the enemy has stolen from us or we've allowed so that God can be glorified. That's territory that the Lord needs. And so that when we do these things, when we understand money is for the kingdom, not just for us to live, but for the kingdom and to bless, be a blessing to the kingdom and blessing to the things that God desires, then we'll understand how more and more we can walk in the wisdom on how to gain and get wealth for the kingdom of God. Okay? So when you give to the kingdom of God and you gain the kingdom principles about giving, it opens up doors that you could never imagine. Okay? It opens up things that you need. Okay? If God has no interest in our prosperity, for some people to say he has no interest in you prospering, you're saved, and that's enough. If he had no interest in your prosperity, then and if he wanted you poor, then he wouldn't have said in Isaiah 48:17, "Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leads you by the way that thou should go." Okay? Mark 10:29-30 says, "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or children or field for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age." Home, houses, brothers, sisters, mother, children, fields, all of these things. These are possessions, all these things. He says, in the age to come, the eternal life. So we understand that Psalms 1:3 says, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yielded its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers." Okay. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today." Psalms 34:10 says, "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." These are words that the Lord himself are telling you. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to have and be a blessing. He wants us to be able to overcome the things that overcome the world. 3 John 2, King James Version says this, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." 1 Corinthians 1:5 says, "For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and all your knowledge." See, the Lord, for those who say God doesn't want us to prosper, God doesn't want us to be blessed, if salvation is enough, then you're contradicting the word. God wants us to be blessed so that we are able to use what he gives us for the glory of his kingdom. Okay, Job 36:11 said, "If you obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment." 2 more scriptures on this. Psalm 35:27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad. Thy favorite, my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually that the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous." These are all scriptures that talk about prosperity, wealth, and having more than enough and abundance. Doing this because God wants you to prosper. Okay, He wants you to live above the means. He wants you to live above what the enemy has spoken against your life. But He wants to teach us how to live wealthy in wisdom, in spirit, natural, emotions, finances, physical body. That wealth is not just money, it's in every area, okay? The wisdom for wealth. Job 22, verses 22 through 23, talks about Job and how he's received and wealth and things like that. And receiving the word of God and meditating it on it basically gives you the first gives first place in your heart for the wealth of God. He comes in your spirit first to satisfy you in your spirit. And when you recognize that God is more than enough and everything that you need, it starts to command that wealthy place of what you understand about Him to flourish in other areas. And He gives you the wisdom that you need for that area. One thing about when you start wanting God to bless you financially, got to make sure you put away sin from your life, far away from you. Don't play around with it. Don't live a double-minded life, because when you begin to have access to money and you have not put away sins, the enticement and the temptation to do other things will start to come into your life and try to really pull on you. So you need to make sure that you have put these things away, that you crucify these things that the enemy cannot come back and use against you as God starts to bless you, mature you, and grow you as He increases you. You gotta make sure that you do that. The scripture in Job 22 and verses 22 through 30 says, "Receive, I pray you, the law from my mouth, and lay up His words in thine heart. If thy return to the Almighty, then you shall build up, thou shall be put away, iniquity far from any of thy tabernacles. Then thou shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. But then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up their head unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayers unto Him, and He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows." This is talking about being able to give. "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and then the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, There is lifted up, and He shall save the humble person, and He shall deliver the island of the innocent. And it shall be delivered by the pureness of thine hand." This is talking about God and what He would do, His blessings. So we have to make sure we keep sin away from us so these things can happen. We have to make sure we have gotten these things out of our life, that we no longer delight in the things of the old man when it comes to money, that we put away all these things, that nothing in our life will be a weapon against us when God starts blessing us. All the old sins, if you had a problem with gambling or money or greed or living a life that was not pleasing to the Lord, when you have money, that opens the door for these things to come back if you have not crucified them and put them away. So that's one of the things that you need for that wisdom for, so you can get these things done away with. So as you take the word of God and God becomes your everything, those other things don't matter. And you command those things to be under your feet. I know we're in this flesh, but we have power over the works of the flesh and the enemy. And when we resist the enemy, he flees from us. So getting money, if you haven't dealt with those things, doesn't mean that it's not going to come back. The enemy will try to use those doors to walk back through your life. That's why you have to make sure you do what the Lord says. I am Pastor Cheryl Sachs, and this is all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow, as the Lord will lead us, we will come back to give some keys to prosperity. We will come in and talk, a little more about having success and our finances, and we're going to have get into a winning attitude so that we continue to have a winning attitude in every area. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll be back again tomorrow, and we want to be encouraged in the things of the Lord. God bless you.